नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 6 द किलिंग ऑफ डीमन पूतना टेक्स्ट नंबर 37 एंड 38. But we will recite first text number 38, which is written on the board. Yatu dhanya pisa swargam avap janani gatim krishna bhukta istan kshira किमुंगावो अनुमातरः पदाभ्याम बाय द टू लोटस फीट भक्ति हृदय स्ताभ्याम विच आर ऑलवेज थॉट ऑफ बाय प्योर डिवोटीज इन हूज हार्ट द लॉर्ड इज देयरफॉर सिचुएटेड कॉन्स्टेंटली वंद्याभ्याम विच आर ऑलवेज टू बी प्रेज्ड लोक वंदिता है बाय लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा एंड लॉर्ड शिवा हु आर प्रेज्ड बाय ऑल द इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स अंगम द बॉडी यस्या ऑफ हुम पूतना इस समक्रम्या Embracing Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Api also, Tat Istanam, that breast. Yatu Dhanapi, although she was a witch, whose only business was to kill small children, and who had tried to kill Krishna also. Sa, she, Swargam, the transcendental abode, Avapa, achieved Jananigatim, the position of a mother, Krishna Bhukta Istana Kshira. Therefore, because their breasts were sucked by Krishna, who drank the milk flowing from their bodies, Kimu, what to speak of? Gava, the cows. Anumataraha, exactly like mothers who allowed their nipples to be sucked by Krishna. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is always situated with the core of the heart of pure devotee. And he is always offered prayers by such worshipable personalities as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Because Krishna embraced Putna's body with great pleasure and sucked her breast, although she was a great witch, she attained the position of a mother in the transcendental world and thus achieved the highest perfection. What then is to be said of the cows whose nipples Krishna sucked with great pleasure? And who offered their milk very jubilantly with affection, exactly like that of a mother. Purport? These verses explain how devotional service rendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whether directly or indirectly, knowingly or unknowingly, becomes successful. Putna was neither a devotee nor a non-devotee. She was actually a demoniac which instructed by Kansa to kill Krishna. Nonetheless, in the beginning, she assumed the form of a very beautiful woman and approached Krishna exactly like an affectionate mother. So that mother Yashoda and Rohini did not doubt her sincerity. The Lord took all this into consideration, and thus she was automatically promoted to a position like that of a mother Yashoda. As explained by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, these are various roles one may play in such a position. Putna was immediately promoted to Vaikuntha Loka, which is also sometimes described as Swarga. The Swarga mentioned in this verse is not the material heavenly planet, but the transcendental world. In Vaikuntha Loka, Putna attained the position of a nurse, Dhatri Uchitam. As described by Uddhava, Putna was elevated to the position of a nurse and maid servant in Goloka, Vrindavan, to assist Mother Yashoda. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Isthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagar Jatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitansha He Krishna Karunasindho Dinubandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopikakanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So we are reading today in this 10th Canto, Chapter 6, Text 37 and 38. And this whole chapter is very significant because it describes, it enumerates the one of the greatest quality of Krishna. And that's why it has been so much ecstatic in so many ways. Like when Vidura is speaking to Uddhava, Uddhava quoted this verse of this Leela because he was remembering all the pastimes of Lord Krishna because he was feeling separation. Krishna sodhamo pagate, Krishna went to his own abode. Dharma jnana adi bhi saha, with all the wisdom and knowledge. Kalau dashta nasha meshe, then in this age of Kali, Kali Yuga, Puranarko dhuradita, Krishna has manifested himself in this Bhagavat Purana. So Krishna is present in the Bhagavat Purana, which is describing all the good qualities, all the pastimes and leelas of Krishna. And Vidura and Uddhava, they are speaking. Uddhava is saying, yes, what can be biggest? Look at the astonishing pastimes of Lord Krishna. Lebhe Param Gatim gave Putana the topmost destination of his own mother. Nurse. Why? Because Krishna ignores our offenses. Krishna takes Bhavugrahi Janardana. He takes our intent. She came to kill, but at the same time she came to feed milk to Krishna. So Krishna accepted that service. Whatever service we do is never lost. Neha Bikram Nashosti. It's never lost. Taite Mahato Bhayat. It saves us from the biggest danger. And what is the biggest danger? If in the next life I become a dog or a hog, I have to climb back on the level of consciousness of 8,400,000 species of life and then come to the human form of life again. We are so fortunate. Because this pastime is so significant that one time Mukunda Datta, he took Gadadhar Pandit to Pundarik Vidyanidhi's home, mentioning that let's meet and go see this great Vaishnava. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi, on the other hand, exhibiting his external pastimes, and he was chewing pan and watching his face in the mirror and having all the ivories and all the golden and silver things, utensils around. But when, and Gadadhar was feeling like, oh God, Mukunda, you brought me, I can't believe you brought me such a materialistic Vaishnava's home. I'm feeling disgusted. In his heart, he thought like that. And Mukunda, he realized it. Gadadhar is going on the external features. Then he recited the same verse. Aho Bakiyam Istana Kalakutam. And the moment he recited that verse, Pundarik Vidyanidhi went into trance. And he smashed everything around, and pillows were flying here and there. All the betel nuts chewing and all the spices, and they were throwing. And then he fell on the ground, unconscious for hours. Because he thought, wow, Krishna, I can never, never imagine how merciful you are. In spite of so many offenses we commit, he still accepts our service. One time Srila Prabhupada was speaking and all the sannyasis and devotees were listening to his class. And at the end he said, if we are 95% pure, we can go back to Godhead, to Krishna. And everyone was heads down and nobody raised their head. Then Prabhupada said, even if we are 90% sure, still Krishna will take us back to Godhead. And still nobody was raising his head up. They were all feeling like we are not qualified. Prabhupada is saying 90%, we cannot achieve it at all, in this life at all. But then Prabhupada said 85 and then 80 and that's a bus. Very good. You can go back to Godhead. Krishna will ignore your bad qualities. Krishna will forgive you. It happens. Wherever there is a fire, there is always some smoke. Many times, many students ask me, sir, how can we chant this mantra? How can we wear this kanti mala? We are so sinful, we are so bad. I said, you begin. Shipram bhavati dharmatma. You will quickly become righteous. You will quickly attain Krishna. You will quickly understand Krishna. So that was the point. In this verse, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they are worshipping Lord Krishna incessantly. Shesh Mahesh Ganesh Dinesh Jahi ki Mahima Nirantar Gave. Lord Shesha Ananta Shesha, with his thousands of millions of mouths. Shesh Mahesh Lord Shiva, Ganesha Lord Ganesha, Dinesha Shesh Mahesh Ganesh Dinesh Jahi ki Mahima Nirantar Gave. They continuously, incessantly glorifying the glories and pastimes of Lord Krishna. Never stop, unstop, non-stops. And Tahe Ahir ki Chohariya Chachiyabari Chache Pai Nachana Chave. And same Krishna, a cowherd girl, she says, Krishna, Kana, you want buttermilk? Chach? Yes, I want that. Dance. And Krishna began dancing. Just because of this, out of tremendous love and hankering for Krishna, Krishna began to dance. And on the other hand, these all the big gods and demigods, they are chanting the glories of Krishna unlimited, non-stop. But Krishna is pleased by pure devotional service, by pure mood, pure intent. And in this, and also this whole Bhagavatam, all the 12 cantos, they are full of prayers. Prayers by demigods, prayers by Queen Kunti, prayers by Brahmanas, prayers by demigods, full of prayers. And in those prayers, Krishna is glorified again and again. That's why Samlam Purana. When Vyasadeva, he wrote all the Vedic literatures. And he was sitting and very sad. He was sitting very sad, and then because he was sad, Narad Muni, he wasn't very happy. Then what happened? When we are not happy, we are sad in our devotional life, we are feeling down, I don't want to do any devotional service anymore, devotees are mean, like that. We can think like that. We can think like that. But then, Vaishnavas, elevated Vaishnavas, our associating devotees, our peers, our gurus, our Shiksha gurus, they come and help us out. So Narad Muni showed up to Vyasadeva. Okay. Are you sad? Yes. Do you know why you are sad? No, I don't know. I have written all the Vedas. Yes. That is your problem. You have glorified the demigod worship, Karma Kanda, throughout the Vedas. Tragoniya Vishya Veda. You have propounded how to, you know, get all these boons and material gains from the demigods. You haven't glorified Krishna. And because that's why it is called Jugupsitam. Great offense you have committed. That's why you are sad. And Vyasadeva, he realized, okay, then Narad Muni said, here's my instruction to you. Glorify Krishna and write Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Purana. Then he put in writing this whole Bhagavat Purana. And then he was very sad because this is Amlam Purana. We talk only and only about Krishna and devotees in connection with Krishna. Many times Shukdev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj asked so many questions. And always he said, Shukdev Goswami Maharaj, please explain this if it is connected to Krishna. Otherwise, my question is useless. I don't want to ask such nonsense questions. But if that is increase, that increases my devotion to Krishna, that increases my hankering for Krishna, that increases my love for Krishna, then please tell that. So the whole Bhagavatam is full like that. And in this translation, it is mentioned here that Putana, she came to kill, and Krishna accepted service of feeding milk. And on the other hand, the cows in Vrindavan, they are feeding so much milk lovingly to Krishna. What will be their destination? One time, I was distributing books on Sunday in a cooperative store, because in cooperative stores, a lot of big people, they come because they are generally costlier. So, and there was a cowboy with hat and white belt, like that kind of thing, and jeans, and a typical cowboy shirt, and in his van. And I approached him. I said, look, you seem what do you do? He said, oh, I have land and I have cows. Wow, such a nice thing. These books will tell you how to live based on land and cow. Wow, such a fascinating idea. Wonderful, tell me more. I said, but you know, this land and cow, simple life. Yeah, we also live land and cow. We grow cows on the land, we grow hay or fodder for the cows on the land, feed to the cows and kill them and eat their flesh. Land and cow. That's simple. I said, no, it's not simple. It's very complicated. It's very difficult. It's very inhuman. Nobody in the whole world can claim that I have been raised without taking the milk of a cow. Whenever there is a baby, there is a milk in the breast of the mother. But when that dries out, then we look for a cow. Because cow's milk is the closest, almost 99.99% mother's milk. All the qualities. And we kill the same mother. Is that a very good proposal? This is to end a civilization means to kill a cow. That is what is going on in land of India, Bharat Varsha, is happening. People are trying, government is trying, but people are not listening. That's why there is a need to spread this Krishna consciousness throughout the whole world. And these pastimes, whole chapter dedicated to Putna's killing, and so many devotees, sannyasis, brahmacharis. Each time we talk about Putna and pastimes, we feel more and more and more ecstatic and become more and more fixed. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Tota Gopinath temple, in Jagannath Puri with the Gadadhar Pandit, he would ask Gadadhar to recite the pastimes of Dhruva. Sometimes 50 times, 90 times, 100 times, never tired. Pastimes of Prahlad, never tired, listening again and again, again and again. And every time he would redraw and more nectar out of it, and more happiness out of it, and more surrender to Krishna. So these, our acharyas, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, other great, great stalwart acharyas, they have described these demons as, they have compared, like a Putna in this case is compared to the false guru who come to us. And when they come, when we meet false people, what they do? They will make sure that you feel that we are talking the same original, uncontaminated, pure philosophy. They will read Bhagavad Gita, they will chant Hare Krishna mantra, so many things. But they will contaminate our mind by the demons, like thoughts of Mayavad, impersonalism, Buddhism, Mayavad, Asat Shastram, Prachannam Bodhyam Uchyate, is covered Buddhism. Mayavad is covered Buddhism. Buddhism is atheism, no God. That's why it's spreading like anything in America. Because people don't want to believe in anybody that who is there. Ghatakash Patakash. You are like a vessel of earthen pot. And you are inside. When it breaks, you merge. So merging in the Supreme. Or I am God, or I can become God. God is dead. All these. We are so fortunate, so much protected by these demon-like false gurus and their philosophies when we are reading Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, and especially the purports. Purports, they are so powerful. When I was very new devotee, in 1993, I started reading Bhagavatam and I read in purports. Prabhupada mentioned, like we can light one candle from another candle, and another candle, one candle is original. So I thought, where from Prabhupada's purport are coming, I don't know. But then, when I began to read, Prabhupada put all the translations of all thousands of, hundreds and thousands of verses from various shastras. Nana shastra vichara naiko nipuno sadharma sansthapako. So Srila Prabhupada, like Goswamis, he took all the wonderful, wonderful quotes and verses and picked them up from all the places for our facilitation. He spent days and nights in reading all these, in writing all those, compiling all those verses and books, putting together in English for us so that we can understand the real meaning of each verse. We can very easily get mis-. I have read, like in our town, we started Bhagavad Gita groups. And one South Indian group, they brought their own Bhagavad Gita. We are not going to read your Bhagavad Gita. When then they came to a verse, Aparyaptam Tadasmakam, because here Duryodhana is talking to Dronacharya in this verse of first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Aparyaptam Tadasmakam, our strength is immeasurable. Prabhupada translated that way. But in that Bhagavad Gita, they translated apariyaptam, insufficient. But Prabhupada translated apariyaptam, immeasurable. So, huge difference. You can go word, but there are many, many people, they came to ISKCON, they began to read Sanskrit. Oh, I want to have my own understanding because I know some Sanskrit, but I want to learn more. They began to read Sanskrit. Then they began to translate this and that. And then they began to compete with other devotees, Vishala Prabhupada. Many people, they came to ISKCON and they started translating their own Bhagavad Gita. Giving a Prabhupada. Prabhupada is Acharya. He established as a commander-in-chief the Yuga Dharma of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Opened 108 temples. Who can compete with? Nobody can even think of. But because of envy, because of having the tendency presenting or become envious. If in the presence of Prabhupada, I'm translating Bhagavad Gita, what does it mean? I'm envious of Srila Prabhupada, pure devotee of the Lord, came as a commander-in-chief to establish this Yuga Dharma, to propagate for next 10,000 years, 500 years past. That's why devotees are planning, temples are being built to survive for 10,000 years. Mayapur Chandodaya Mandir. I'm a civil engineer by profession, I know. The devotees researched on the design of the concrete. M50, M35, M50, M70. What kind of concrete we can have so that this temple will last for next 10,000 years. Though it is in the Indo-Gangetic plain, right there, always flooded. They did so much research, Australian scientists, Canadian scientists, American scientists, civil engineers, they got all together, mixing hematite into the concrete to make it stronger. Why they did this? So that people, when they will come to Mayapur, then they will see, yes, this is what Lord Chaitanya's movement is. For next 10,000 years, it has to go on. This chanting must go on. So these type of thinking, I got lost on that point, land and cow. So that person, he said, we grow hay and feed to the cows and eat their flesh. We are also living in land and cow. And I told him, no, that's very, very inhuman. That's very, very wrong, that the milk, which is transformed from cow's blood, and it has all the wonderful, wonderful ingredients, karma free. She is giving out of her own accord, out of her own love for us. Like a mother, she is giving us this milk. And we are so thankless, we are so rascal that we kill cow. So, he is very logical. There is no science in it. There is no religion in it, even no spirituality in it. It's a common sense. If somebody is giving me milk every day, I want to kill that. No. Then he realized, wow, that's logical. I can understand that. But if I do that, how would I live? I said, no problem. You sell milk. You will still get income. Your income will not reduce. So finally, I met him a couple of more times. But the point is, there's a need for preaching. There's a need to propagate this philosophy. There's a need to distribute these books. That's what devotees are doing day and night. And thousands of people are cooperating and associating with devotees in this program. So, this power of devotional service, Putna disguised as a beautiful woman, like she could fly, she can change bodies, she can convert into a beautiful woman. So she bewildered all the Mother Yashoda, Rohini. They all got confused because of the mystic powers of Putana. Sometimes these false gurus, they have so many mystic powers. They can anima, lagima, prapti, lighter than the lightest, and they can get anything. All these siddhis. They can wave their hand and they can bring flower. They can wave their hand, they can bring pomegranate. They can wave their hand, they can bring mishri or something like that. One time I saw myself, a sadhu came to the door and I said, no, Baba, go. Then he said, no, Baba, we are going to go to Varanasi and we came to you and we want some money. And I thought maybe he's a false like that, but then he said, like this. And so much ashes came out of his hand, like this. I saw There was no ashes in his hand. He was hand like this, and he did like this, and ash fell. And I was scared. I said, Baba, take 10 rupees and just leave me alone. So that's what people do, devotees do. When we see a false guru, when we see false philosophy, like one time, long back, I came back with my son to my hometown, Roorkee, and my uncle, he used to visit a Arya Samaji Mandir very often. And he didn't understand the finer philosophy differences. And I also, I was a new bhakta almost, so I didn't understand also much. But my son, he read quite a bit, so he understood. So he began to talk about Prabhupada, began to talk about impersonalism, denouncing impersonalism, like that. And they live on impersonalism. And immediately their leader, he said, no, stop it. And he brought Satyarth Prakash, something like their only book. And he gave it to us. Read this. And he began to offend Prabhupada. I immediately picked up all my bags and everything, ran out. And my son, he came back running after me. And we didn't want to confront because I didn't want to offend my own uncle. So because he took us there, so I didn't want to offend anybody. I left, I quit. Similarly, when we see anyone talking these poison-like mixing philosophy, like impersonalism or merging into God, becoming God, we leave that place immediately. Mayavad bhashya sunle hoy sarvanash. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you listen the Mayavad philosophy, your whole life is destroyed. So these, how many students, they ask me, sir, we see so many sadhus, so many philosophies, so many people talking God, approaching God in so many ways. How we can deal with them? How do we understand them? Who is false? Who is right? Who is wrong? What is wrong philosophy? What is the right philosophy? How do we understand? How do we check? So I said, Srila Prabhupada, he gave us 3-point check. What is the 3-point check? Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru. And if we want to explain it by an example, what does it mean? Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. One time, I went to Heathrow Airport in London, landed there, and that was my first time, and my son, he was doing PhD in Oxford, so I went to meet him, but he said, no, I will meet you on this Sunday, I'm in Trafalgar Square, you come over there. So, I never been there, so I went to the information booth and asked the person over there, sir, I want to go to Trafalgar Square, what should I do? He told me, take a taxi outside, and here's a map, and when you will go ahead, and then he will drive you to the east, and then on your left there was a big playground, and on the right then there will be a cinema hall, and then after that high school. He gave me all those hints. And now I came out, I pushed button, taxi came, I sat on taxi, here is a taxi driver. So now look at the similarities. The person standing on the information booth is a sadhu, gentleman. He gave me hint. You will see the ground, you will see the cinema, you will see the high school like that. And that road will come, that road will become narrow, will turn right like that. Oh, he gave me all the hints. He's a sadhu. He gave me a map. And that map is like a Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. Books, scripture. And when I approach a taxi, the taxi driver is like a guru. So taxi driver is like a guru. And now, guru started driving. And I checked into the map. Road is right. Then I remembered, oh, that sadhu said there will be cinema. Oh yeah, cinema is there. So the moment I saw that all the three things are corroborating with each other, all the three things are mapped quite clearly with each other, then I immediately began to realize the sadhu on the information booth, he is right. The book is a map I'm reading, that's right. And the driver, my guru, is also driver in the sense like a chariot driver of Arjuna, like Krishna. Krishna's representative. He is driving my Krishna consciousness, not hurting me. Because many, many people, they go and meet these false gurus. It happens every day in the newspaper. Newspapers are full of these false gurus every day. This guru got arrested. This guru got arrested. Why? because people never ask, what is your... There's so many gurus on the YouTube, and they are turning people into atheistic. Don't follow anyone. Don't read any book. Their first lesson is this. You are God. You are like God. You can become God. They misguide. And then they exploit. They give mantra. They charge money. And when this all happens, and when we are cheated, when we realize, oh, first of all, we are so blind, we fight for that person. Even though he got caught in so many wrong things, we fight for him. We are so blind, so fool, many times. And even if we realize, then we think, oh, he broke my heart. He broke my faith. I never want to go to Krishna. I never want to believe any guru. I never want to go to temple. That's when they become agnostic. Many times it happens. I met a boy in America, and they didn't follow anything. Why? Oh, my mother, we used to be part of a Mormon church, and they misbehaved with our family. We left. And now, I am raised by my mother as an agnostic. Don't believe in anyone. They are all useless. They are all nonsense. That is not right. For example, I go to a doctor, and I tell doctor, I have eye pain. It's a lot of pain in my eye. Doctor, no problem. I can take care of your pain if I pluck your eye out. Na aankh rahegi na peeda. No eye, no pain. Finish. Then the person said, doctor sir, is this a treatment? You taking my eye out and saying no eye, no pain? That's not very good. Better I go to a doctor who will just treat the problem, not take my eye out, so that my eyesight is restored. But many people, they don't look for the right place by having this 3-point check. They won't check, they won't read Bhagavad Gita. They won't test, check anything. They will just follow the person without reading anything. They were looking for gold without reading about gold. So anyone can cheat them. So this poison of false philosophy by the fake and false gurus is a huge problem nowadays. But we are very protected within ISKCON. If we stay in ISKCON, if we are not, you know, taken away by our own anartha to other false gurus. Many times we have seen some gurus, I meet so many people. Oh, we have a guru. We have a guru. What is his qualification? Who was his guru? Who was his guru? Is there any institution? No idea. This guru, he came, he said, you just say some mantra, take some money, and you are done. Whatever nonsense you were doing before, you keep doing that. No austerities, no scriptures, no reading, no chanting. Do whatever you want. Pay my fees. Take this mantra. Sometimes you try to chant, that's all. When Prabhupada was in America and preaching Krishna consciousness, same time there was another guru from India, and he had an ashram in Oregon, about 200 miles from my place, and he was preaching all kinds of sense gratification. You can get God by indulging in so many nefarious activities like that. So those who wanted false philosophy, those who wanted sense enjoyment, they met that guru. And those who wanted to purify their existence, those who wanted to know God, those who wanted to attain love of God, they met Srila Prabhupada. They didn't argue. Why? Prabhupada preached them purest philosophy. And on the other hand, the predecessor acharyas, Bhakti Siddhanta and others, they, like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he cleaned the whole spiritual movement of Krishna consciousness from the Sakhi Beki, Aul Baul, Ghatakash, Patakash, Sahajiyas and all these nonsense philosophies. Merging or enjoying with Krishna like a Sakhi. All false. So this is when they cleaned Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he established mutts, 64 mutts, and established Krishna consciousness. Then Srila Prabhupada took it to the further to the highest level of spreading Krishna consciousness in Western countries. And the advantage of this whole thing we got the purest and the best philosophy. No contamination. So we are safe under the, like this tamal tree. We are having no sunlight. We are in shade. In the same way, we are under the shade of Srila Prabhupada, Chhatra Chaya. We are under the shade of scriptures and purports given by Srila Prabhupada, which are backed by wonderful, all the big scriptures, and Prabhupada quoted all those verses and made his purport very powerful. And we are reading. It seems very easy. That's why we take sometimes it granted. But look, 20, 40 years back, devotees starting meeting Srila Prabhupada. There was no book except some Bhagavatam Prabhupada took a first canto translation. There was no book. They believed in Srila Prabhupada. They listened to Prabhupada classes, recorded classes, circulated them. Books came later, much later. Adau Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Bhajan Kriya. So they started chanting, associating with Srila Prabhupada. Then their anathivita started. All of us are following. And there may be many panthas, many gurus, many books. But we, under the shade of Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. We don't want to offend anyone. We don't want to say, yes, you're nonsense. No, we don't want to argue. We don't want to reveal our heart and our mind to these false gurus. The moment you reveal your heart, they will trick you and in a disguise of, you know, like a candy. So they will put in such a way that you will be swayed away by them. We have to guard our bhakti kipa ourselves. If something we see wrong, that does not mean that's the end of the life or end of it. We have to live with it. We have to fix ourselves. We have to fix that thing humbly, nicely, slowly. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Any questions or comments? Pass this on, please.
Sometimes you see people take up a religious process, even Krishna consciousness, for some time, and they go away or go back to their old Christianity and or other religion because of maybe lack of association or feeling lonely and camaraderie. And somehow they, even though during early practice of Krishna consciousness, they were somewhat convinced and philosophical, but after they leave the association of voting, it seems like they get caught up in their own understanding and ideas. So how do you deal with them when you're very friendly with them while they were on board, but now they're no longer on board and have some other ideas?
Yeah, many devotees, they left ISKCON early on when Prabhupada said nobody went to moon or nobody could go to moon. It's a very auspicious planet. Your material means cannot take you there. So those who were very scientific intent or brain like this, they felt offended. Or many people, when they saw that Prabhupada said, chanting of the holy names of the Lord in a congregation, loud voices, and chanting on your beads, some within ISKCON, long back, they began to say that, oh, chant in your mind. So deviation. This is Kali Yuga. Many people, many of my relatives, they left me. It's very natural. Many of my friends, they hate me. They say, oh, because of the prestige and honor, you have stopped eating onions, stopped taking teas or coffees, because you wanted to be treated differently, because you wanted to be treated, you are something extraordinary. So they blame like this. But we are fixed. But like, you know, we want to help people. If we can wake up somebody, if somebody is sleeping. But we cannot wake up a person who is imitating or mimicking like he's sleeping. Because he is acting like a sleeping, but he is not. So we can shake him, we can put one bucket of water on him, he will not rise. That is the thing that Vijay Prabhu, who is a ISKCON book distribution minister in Los Angeles temple one time, he said, you know, whenever I go to meet my folks once a year for few hours, within that couple of hours I feel like couple of yugas I have been with them, and then I feel like contaminated. Immediately I leave there, you know. Sometimes many devotees, they have a tendency to fall back. Even all of us, we have our past karma, past bad habits, and they haunt us. Sometimes in our dreams, sometimes we act on them, or sometimes we begin to enjoy those things in our mind. Wow, that was so nice. No, hell of it. That was not nice. Yad badi mam chitta krishna padar vinde. Whenever Yamunacharya said, whenever I think of my previous sense gratificatory life, I spit on it. I don't want to take pleasure in those nonsense things which I had been through in my past months or years or like that. I want to quickly get out of even thought what to speak of going back to those habits. But we have that tendency. All of us. Nobody is immune. One time, I was with His Holiness Gopalakrishna Goswami Maharaj in Vancouver. And he, in the night, he was almost very tired, preaching whole day, traveling. And he was reciting Narasingha Kavacha. And I said, Maharaj, do you recite that every day? Yes. For what? Protection for my bhakti. So Maharaj is praying Lord Narasimha every single day before going to bed. Oh Lord Narasingha Dev, please protect my bhakti. So we don't want to confront Maya. We don't, unless our faith is very strong. We are very strong, we don't want to preach. Because if we preach, we will lose our own faith. Because we are weak. So we have to be strong by reading Prabhupada books. Understanding, reading them scrutinizingly, reading Prabhupada's purport every day. Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. We have to do it. Nobody can say, oh, I have heard Putna's pastime 100 times. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated that right away. Reading with Gadadhar Pandit in Jagannath Puri 80 times, 90 times, 100 times. Same Prahlad Maharaj, same Dhruv Maharaj. Because we are so weak. We are so weak. If I don't chant my round, finish 16 rounds in the day, in the morning, I myself begin to feel tempted just in one day. Believe it or not, my own experience. I begin to feel like, look at that. Look at that. Just in one day. So weak. That's why we have to associate with devotees. They may sometimes chastise you because knowingly and unknowingly we commit so many offenses. That's our nature. But we should immediately apologize. That's why we bow down to the devotees. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evcha. Oh devotees, you are kripa sindhu. And I am so fallen. You are tolerating my direct and indirect offenses to you. I am so indebted to you. That's why we have to. Thank you so much for your question. Any other question or comment? Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhuji, let's say in India there are three doors open for someone who is going to take up to the spirituality. So the common person who is just started his vegetarianism and become serious into a spiritual life, what all points they should take care so that they should not get trapped? Of course, I'm talking about those who do not have that great understanding of philosophy and Shastra. So what are some points they should consider before making some religious process or some institution? Or what all points we can present to them so that they can come to ISKCON and not going to anywhere else?
Very good question. And we have to see there are two words, bona fide and authorized. For example, Prabhupada gave that example many times. I put my letter in a letterbox, which is red in India, blue in America, of course. So that's the red letterbox. and it is written Post and Telegraph, Government of India. I put a letter into that. No matter what the address is, it will reach to the destination. But if I put a box outside my home and start putting letters into it, no matter how powerful, how big, how clean, how nice the letter box is, letter will never reach anywhere. That is called bona fide and authorized. It has been given authorization by the Post and Telegraph that this is the letter. Even if I write Post and Telegraph on that letter box, even if I paint it red like the, and I make similar to the Post and Telegraph letter box, look exactly like that, is still what will happen? Letter will not go anywhere. Why? No postman has been assigned to take the letters out and carry it further. No matter. Similarly, the problem, because we want something cheap. That is our problem. Because we don't want to do any austerities. Like Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, long back he came to our temple, and one Mataji came, Indian Mataji, bowed down and said, do you see hand? No, no, we told, no, no, Maharaj doesn't see hand like this. He is not a Pandit. He is not a Joshi like that. But he can guide you spiritually for your eternal benefit. Oh, no, no, we have our own guru. Then Maharaj said, yes, very nice, you have your own guru. But did he tell you to do any austerity, any tapasya, any, because sadhu sangha, ado shraddha, tata sadhu sangha, tata bhajan kriya. So bhajan kriya has rules and regulations. It's a whole thing. If we do not follow any, I can sleep anytime, I can rise anytime, I can eat without bathing. This is not the way. So if a sadhu is interested in your money, if he wants to take money from you by saying you, do whatever you are doing, very nice. Just pay some donation in this box. Immediately understand that this is a false person. If he talks Bhagavad Gita and give interpretation, like when I was small, one of my friend, his parents were Arya Samajis in India, and I used to go to his home. One time I was very much attracted to reading Ramcharitmanas, Hanuman Chalisa, Durga Chalisa, all of that. I was like that in the beginning. So I mentioned Ram and Krishna. So she said, his mother said, you know, we believe in the charitra, character of Ram and Krishna, but there were no such people. It's a nice, it's a good mythology, it's a good philosophy, but there was no person like that. I was just like a fellow on the ground. I was very small, no idea of any philosophy. Still I felt that if there was nobody who spoke these 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita, common sense, how can you say like that? It's impossible. Can I make something which, I mean, is the, I get 700 Bhagavad Gita verses, how they can come? Like, though it was no Vyasdev, no Krishna, no Kurukshetra, no Mahabharata, nothing, no Duryodhana, no Arjuna. What is this nonsense? People are like that. So we have to use our common sense, even not religiosity or not spirituality. We have to test Sadhu Shastra Guru. But we have to train people. Like I take this class of Bhagavad Gita, 150 students are there. Very first thing I tell them this, because we have to tell them that how do we know? What do we know? What do we do about it? Gyan kahan se prapt kare, where from to take knowledge, to whom we should approach, to which process, to which group of spirituality we should join. There is a test you must learn, otherwise anyone can cheat you easily. So very good question, thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare.